You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Thursday, March 2nd. We're talking Cubs baseball today with our Cubs reporter, Kerry Muscat. Kerry, we thank you for the time, as always. And the big news of the day, just hours ago, announced that John Lester is going to be the opening day starter for the reigning world champion Cubs, a great honor for the veteran Lester. And, you know, for a lot of teams, picking an opening day starter is a no-brain process. Not the case with the Cubs, or for Joe Maddon. A lot of options to choose from. So kind of take us through that process. You know, why Lester as opposed to Kyle Hendricks or Jake Arrieta? Just kind of take us through Joe Maddon's thoughts on that.
Well, I think for Maddon, it really was actually kind of obvious, even though it might not seem like it. Lester did lead the team in wins. He was second in the National League Cy Young balloting last year, was really the workhorse. Kyle Hendricks gets the pub because he led the majors in ERA, but Lester was really their ace, pitching in relief in Game 7 the way he did. Also deserves some kudos. So it's, as of now, it'll be Lester making his second opening day start for the Cubs. He also did so in 2015, and then he'll be followed by Jake Arrieta in Game 2. Maddon wasn't quite ready to announce what he was going to do after that. You know, he's got Hendricks, he's got John Lackey, and they're still sorting out the fifth starter. So I think they just want to sort of get the other two. We've got plenty of time.
Yeah, no question. And it's really just a reflection, as you just illustrated, of the embarrassment of riches that Joe Maddon has at his disposal. A guy that wins the Cy Young two seasons ago is going to make the second game start. And then the guy that led the majors in ERA could potentially start game number 3, and not a lot of teams, not any teams, have that luxury. So it's a good problem, quote unquote, to have for Joe Maddon, certainly. Kerry, a couple days ago, we saw the boss take some BP. It was quite a sight. Theo Epstein digging into the batting cage as he faced former Cub Ryan Dempster, and Ryan's going to be on his way to representing Team Canada in the upcoming World Baseball Classic. So, Kerry, I don't know if you were actually there when Theo took his hacks, but if you can give us a little bit of a scouting report, how did Theo look? Could he hit cleanup here? How did it go?
Well, I think what's a little unfair is that there's a video out there that shows Theo making contact, but the video doesn't show is how many times Theo missed. I talked to Dempster about it, and Dempster said that there were a lot of sliders that Theo didn't come close to, and also very bizarre hacks. So let's just be careful it's not like Theo owned Ryan Dempster. Plus, when he did make contact, the ball landed just kind of right behind second base. It didn't go over the fence or anything. So it's that particular video clip was the one that's made the rounds. So Dempster, you know, for a guy who's 39 years old and he's going to be 40 in May, Dempster looks in great shape. He doesn't have the velocity that he used to, but at the end of his career, he didn't have much velocity anyways. Joe Maddon's advice to him is to think of it in terms of math, addition by subtraction, that if he tries to outsmart guys and gets outs early in the count, he should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that at the end of his career as he retired at the end of the 2013 season, having won a World Series with the Red Sox, and he was that proverbial crafty veteran, changing speeds, getting ahead in the count, outsmarting hitters, and no reason to think that he can't do the same as he steps back on a mound for the World Baseball Classic coming up very shortly. So good stuff there between Ryan Dempster and Theo. And like you said, the video shows one thing, reality tells another thing. So I'm glad that you clarified that for us. And of course, the other big off-the-field news, which was very buzzworthy in a lot of media circles, Grandpa Rossi himself, David Ross, is going to be participating in the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. And I don't know if in the time that you covered the Cubs when he was there, if you were privy to any of his dance moves in the clubhouse, or if you're aware of any dancing skills or legitimate talents. But I know this got a lot of reaction from Joe Maddon and from his now former teammates. And I tend to think that when he makes his TV debut, every single eyeball in that clubhouse is going to be focused on that screen, unless they're playing a game, of course. So funny stuff there. What was the reaction to that story?
Well, I think a lot of the Cub players are trying to figure out if there's a way they can go to the first first show, which I believe is March 20th, because there's an off day the next day. So they're trying to figure out a way if they can actually fly to L.A., if that's where it's filmed, and then and watch it in person, because they want to be in the audience. So that might be fun to watch. The players all kind of knew about this in January, so it wasn't as big of a surprise when the news was announced the other day. What is a surprise is that Ross can dance. I've seen him bounce around. I've seen some video clips. He does a lot of bouncing. I'm not sure he exactly dances. I give whoever his partner is, she's got her work cut out for her. So it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, it certainly will. And we've seen far lesser athletes and talents, go on that show and hold their own and do pretty well. So I think that with the proper training and the right mindset, and of course he'll have that, and the right enthusiasm, we know he'll have that, he could turn into a diamond in the rough here, and maybe he is the one that brings home the trophy and brings home another championship to Chicago. It's like you said, certainly going to be fun to watch. Transitioning from that to on the field matters, Kerry, as you wrote the other day that, obviously with David Ross now retired, Wilson Contreras inherits that mantle as the guy that's going to be the other half of the battery with himself and John Lester. We saw such amazing chemistry for so many years between John Lester and David Ross, and now it's going to be up to Wilson to kind of, mold his own chemistry with John Lester. Never an easy thing, but I know he's been in touch with David Ross and, kind of share the advice that David's given him and some of the tips as, Contreras tries to establish the same sort of relationship with John Lester that David Ross had enjoyed for so many years.
Well, I think the important thing here is that Wilson Contreras, despite being very young and inexperienced in terms of years, really one of the things he said to Rossi is that he'd like to get to know Lester by himself. David Ross is not in Mesa, is not in Arizona. He's busy dancing. So, Wilson actually wanted to do this on his own, and he asserted himself, and I give him a lot of credit for doing that. It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to tell that to a veteran and somebody that's been with him for a while. What's really impressive to me is that one of the Cubs coaches told me that he was surprised to hear that that's what Contreras wanted to do, and then told me a story about how, because he hadn't known that. He didn't know that Wilson had kind of asserted himself, and then told me a story about how Lester was going to throw a bullpen, and Lester actually asked where Contreras was, and Contreras was going to be in the game that day, and he was just not too far away from where Lester was standing, and the coach mentioned to Contreras that Lester had asked about him, and Contreras said, "Wait, I'll catch him." So Contreras went over and sprinted over to catch Lester's bullpen, and then went and caught in the game. And so it just shows you just how devoted this kid is to doing this right and getting it right. And it's really a credit to him.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, anybody can see with the naked eye that the guy's got talent coming out of his pores, but it's stories like that, those quote-unquote intangibles that really separate the good from the great. And that's a very encouraging sign that, maybe before long we have that chemistry and that relationship that you need to have between a catcher and a pitcher, and Wilson Contreras is certainly off to a great start in that regard. Kerry, as we begin to wrap up here, obviously, yes, it's spring training, yes, it's early, and yes, it's a painfully small sample size, but I know that Addison Russell has opened a lot of eyes with his recent power surge. He went deep 21 times last year, and it appears he's bulked up a little bit. He's got some muscle, and he's certainly showing it. And I know that of the eyes he's opened, those include Joe Maddon's. Kind of tell us about his comments about seeing Addison go deep, and we're not talking about balls that just scrape the wall. We're talking about some clouts here that were no doubters. So, what has Joe Maddon thought about what he's seen from Russell so far?
Well, it's been pretty impressive, and both of the home runs were no doubters, although we are in Arizona, and Arizona tends to fool people. It's almost a Colorado Rockies kind of thing. What Joe was asked if he considered when he gets Zobrist a day off, Zobrist right now is projected to bat behind Rizzo, so he would bat fourth. And Maddon was asked if he might consider having Russell bat fourth. And Maddon admitted that he hadn't really thought about it, but then the next day in a spring training game, it was, it was Bryant, Rizzo, Russell. So it was kind of interesting that way. And again, it's spring training, and it's to get these guys the at-bats early so they can then get out of the game. but it's it might be interesting to watch how it develops. And Russell does like the challenge of moving up in the lineup and being in a different situation. If he was batting fourth, it would be different. He had 95 RBI last year. You know, that's a little more important, I think, than the 21 homers. So they're going to be patient and see how he develops here. But it's could be a very interesting lineup if you think about it. If you've got Bryant, Rizzo, Russell, Schwarber, Hayward all connecting, that could be a lot of home runs.
And a terrifying proposition for National League pitchers if that's the lineup card that Joe Maddon trots out there almost every day. NL lookout, says Addison Russell, who is still so young. We tend to forget that because he's been around a little while, you know. He's not wet behind the ears anymore by any means. But, you know, if the power continues to develop, again, a warning sign for the rest of not just the National League, but baseball overall. Kerry, to wrap up here, our 30 beat reporters for MLB.com have been asked to kind of share some road trip stories from the years, from your travels with the team, anything, you know, kind of weird or quirky or funny that stands out from your time covering the Cubs. What kind of stands out in your mind?
Really, just the last trip with the with being in Cleveland for the World Series would probably be the main one. I mean, it's Game 7. I didn't get back to the to my hotel until 5 in the morning after that game was over. And then I slept for about 4 hours and was in a car driving back from Cleveland to Chicago to get home, and then went straight to Wrigley right after that to see all the fans and all the memories they'd put on the wall. So I guess it's the most recent one would be, you know, there's just such a buzz after that game that I think that's probably the one that stands out.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's easy to see why, coming off something, you know, so incredible and so historic at that point. You're kind of running on adrenaline and you forget how tired you actually are until you come down from that high. But, you know, for a couple of days, you had an experience that, you know, most other fans can only dream of, as the Cubs made a lot of dreams come true in 2016, hoping to do it again here in 2017. Kerry Muscat, great stuff as always. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.